morning beauties. I gotta get a haircut at noon, so let's not tie me up. It's 25 minutes. Stapleton will not be, but Evander's probably ready to go.
And where would you see him?
He'd probably go on a line. He will go on a line with Antropov and Wellwood on the left side. Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, Evander's, he's a good player, first of all. He's a good player with that line because he brings that line speed, and the other two guys don't have the speed that he has. You know, I know he struggled a little bit before, but sometimes when you're out, it enables you to reflect and bring some enthusiasm to the game. I think he'll be enthusiastic about playing and being back with his teammates again. So, I expect him I'm not sure how much he'll play. He hasn't practiced too much with us. So... but he'll play, probably 14, 15 minutes, somewhere in there, see how his energy holds up. But he's a good player, plays with power. He's our leading goal scorer, so we've certainly known that drought for the last little while. So he'll be a welcome addition to us. Well, it could be, I don't know the answer to that, but it could be. Sometimes it's that, sometimes it's other things too. I mean, if you've ever been in slumps are a funny thing. You're in and out, you don't have confidence, it just snowballs and stuff like that. So it could be part of it, but I think he'll be better tonight. I don't think he'll drag those whatever number of games that he hasn't scored. I don't think he's going to completely drag that into the game tonight. I think he'll be ready to play and look forward to playing,
You guys have to kind of remind the players that if you feel a headache at all, then come and tell us because it sounds like he played with it for a while.
You know what? We've mentioned that, and our trainers are good in the fact that they do that and they make sure that the players, but players are athletes, and if you've ever had a concussion, it's strange. You're not really sure either. Is it a headache or what is it, I mean, there's a lot of emphasis on it now, but it's something that we've addressed.
Is it odd that, first of all, you don't definitively know when he was concussed, do you?
I don't know, no.
Is it odd for an organization not to know that? I guess they don't know when Crosby, when he was concussed either. So it's not an uncommon occurrence?
I don't think it is because concussions are out there. It's one of those things, you wake up and you're fine and you just sometimes you don't get anything till a couple of days later. So I don't think it's odd, Anything now, though, you've got to bring it up. Just like Ed said, you got to bring it up to staff a little bit and say, I might not be quite right here. And so that's the only thing you can do. What can you do, You to step up?
Yeah.
Not really, not like that. But you can do it directly or you can do it indirectly. I chose to do it indirectly. Sometimes you do it directly. It depends. As a coach, you got to help players. I've said that before. You got to help players, so you try to help them. I mean, nobody goes into games not wanting to score. The last thing to me you need is a pounding from your coach to get after you to score. Because players are conscientious that way. They want to have success and they want to do well. So I don't feel the need that I need to go to them and go, okay, enough,
Could they be a little tight right now because of the small margin of error that they have?
I think so, yeah. I think so because right now there is a small margin of error and there's not much room for mistakes in our game. When you put the kind of stress on you, it wears on you too. You go on the road trip, you win the first two, you don't play the game in Florida very well in the first period, and boom, it ends up, now you lose the game 2-1, So it brings stress to you, there's no doubt about that. And I think you could be squeezing the sticks, but if we play the right way with energy, to me, there is a small margin of error, but you'll get the goals, you'll get the results you're looking for. I think for me, the focus is more of how you play the game. That's how you got to play. The results will come. You'll get there. We've had them and scored one goal, two goals, so I don't feel the need. You know what? He's a real good player. Like, he is smart. He doesn't skate, and he wears down a little bit. He doesn't skate that great. But you know what? He's a real clever player, and he really understands the game. The maturing part for me for Kyle Wellwood is not only his puck skills, which you see, but his reliability defensively. Like, he's really reliable. You can put him in the top six, bottom six. Doesn't matter. He's a good player. Like, I like him a lot. He's a good player. He's a reliable guy that you can play third line, fourth line, move him up to second. He plays, you know what, like you put him in the corner with two big guys, he comes out with a puck, he uses his head, you know, so I like him a lot. Like, he's really matured, because I remember when he played with the Moose, I was coaching in Milwaukee, and he's really done a really good job of finding what he needs to do as a player. And when he came to camp, he was in good shape, and we signed him just before, he was in good shape, and we've liked him. He's been a real good player, for a real good addition for us. Well, Toronto's played. They played last night, but they got a good team. Last time we played them, it was a fast game. It was quick. They beat us 4-0. They've got skill. If you're going to turn this into a horse race, they can play that way. They add their defensemen. They jump up. Their defensemen are up, and they score. And if you give them, you know, the width of the ice to play with and the length, you're going to be in trouble. So we've got to do some things well. Their team's going to force us to skate and to move, and I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have to play with straight lines, and we're going to have to go. It should be a fun game. I'm hoping it's a fun night. You know, we're going to have to play to the goal line. It's going to be really important.
Back to Evander. He's just a young kid. He's put up with a lot of well-publicized.
How has it affected him? You know what? Evander's a good person. I like Evander, and it's tough. It's tough lessons of life, you know, in a market that, small market, and I'm sure it's had an effect on him. I don't know personally how it has, but you know, we're trying to work with him, and he's a good kid. I mean, tough lessons, you know. So I think it has affected him, and he's not really the way that they've got him portrayed is really unfair. But that's the world we live in, and you know, sometimes you get humbled, and it's a tough lesson. So he's dealing with the best he can, and we're trying to help him. It's tough. I mean, who wants to be criticized every time you turn around, you know? Okay, Gems. We'll see you later. Have a good day. You'll see me. Won't be quite.